Skip and I crammed through the doorway of the lounge, shoulder to shoulder, and sprinted down the third floor hall, bouncing off each other like pinballs, reeling, almost as out of control as Stoke had been on the path. Most of the others followed us. The only one I know for sure who didn't was Mark. He went down to his room to change out of his soaked jeans. We met Nate on the second floor landing. Damn near ran him down. He was standing there with an armload of books in a plastic sack, looking at us with some alarm. "Good grief," he said. That was Nate at his strongest, good grief. "What's wrong with you?" "Come on," Skip said. His throat was so choked, the words came out in a growl. If I hadn't been with him earlier, I'd have thought he'd just finished a fit of weeping. "It's not us. It's fucking Jones. He fell down. He needs..." Skip broke off as laughter, great big belly gusts of it, overtook him and shook him once again. He fell back against the wall, rolling his eyes in a kind of hilarious exhaustion. He shook his head as if to deny it, but of course you can't deny laughter. When it comes, it plops down in your favorite chair and stays as long as it wants. Above us, the stairs began to thunder with descending third-floor card players. "He needs help," Skip finished, wiping his eyes. Nate looked at me in growing bewilderment. "If he needs help, why are you guys laughing?" I couldn't explain it to him. Hell, I couldn't explain it to myself. I grabbed Skip by the arm and yanked. We started down the steps to the first floor. Nate followed us. So did the rest.